Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. Thanks, everyone, for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. So great to get your emails, and we are getting through a lot of them, and I read every one. Today's topics include lasting longer in bed, sex between the breasts, giving oral sex, masturbating after doing Kegel exercises, asking women out, how to have casual relationships with women, and live cameras. Those are some of the topics. And also, our big sex tip today is all about ejaculation etiquette. You know, it's important to have etiquette around other things. You know, you talk about, what were we talking about earlier in the office? We were talking about. Well, it's funny because we were talking about ejaculation etiquette, and one of my interns turned to me and said, does man juice one word or two? Is there a hyphen? So we're all having fun over here. So it's like, what should you do? What are the right rules? There's rules for everything else. We're going to talk about the etiquette. And also, I just want to give a shout-out to my sponsor, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is awesome. Any sex toy that you want to buy, anything that you've been looking for, you've been wanting to get into sex toys, or you want to get some lingerie, porn, whatever, go to adamandeve.com, enter coupon Emily at checkout. It's that easy. You get three, what do you get? You get a lot. You get, they're like so cool, these sponsors. They throw in three adult DVDs and a free gift and free shipping and 50% off most items to Sex with Emily listeners. We also have a daily poll on our website, which you have to check out. Today's question is, how long do you like an entire sex session to last? So this comes up a lot. People are like, you know, how long? Like, it's just a menace. He's going to be here in a second. He always talks about, like, well, how long do you, you know, we want specifics from you. Like, how long does a woman want ABC? So I want to know, do you think it should last 30 minutes, 15 minutes, or 60 minutes? What do you think? What's the ultimate sex? What is the ultimate time that it should last? Or is it 60 minutes too much time? Is 15 minutes too short? We want to know. We want you to be interactive on our website and tell us what you think. So, okay, I've got a lot to talk about today. I had two dates this weekend, and I actually kind of wanted to wait till Menace got here. So I'm thinking I might go into some sex in the news because I don't have to repeat this. But I had two dates. You're going to hear the hilarity that ensued because now I'm talking about the show and telling everyone my stories and what's going on a daily basis, and I had some interesting run-ins that I'll get back to in a minute. Okay, some sex in the news. Here we go. Graveyard sex may have caused a tombstone to roll over on a New Jersey woman's leg. So apparently some woman was having sex in a graveyard, you know, whatever turns you on. And it turns out that she was rushed to the hospital. It rolled over on her leg, which she may have been engaged in a sexual act, according to local police. There may have been some extracurricular activities, Captain James Stevens of Hamilton Township told. He added he didn't think the woman was seriously injured in the accident. Okay, so anyway, whatever. She's having sex in a graveyard. I've heard people do this, but that would kind of be a bummer, right? Who knows what rolled over on her, right? We have no idea. But something rolled over on her, and hopefully that's the last time she'd be having sex in a graveyard. What up, Menace?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm saving some stories for you. Because
okay,
whoa.
Oh, my God. I just knocked over the camera. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm running on, like, 4 hours of sleep.
It's cool. Well, we had it all set up, like, perfectly. Hopefully. For, like, Aaron, can you? It was like we just spent...
Okay, you're good. I went to film school.
Hi, Menace.
Sorry, I just come in late, and then I knock over the camera right away.
Yeah, that sucks. I was getting some sex in the news, but I'm glad you're here because I have a lot of things to tell you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, my mic's on now, too. It was on mute.
Right, that's good because you weren't
here. It's on. Anyways, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so I've got some stuff to tell you.
Okay.
I had to wait till you got here.
What happened?
Because I know you'd appreciate it.
All right.
We'll go back to sex in the news and ejaculation etiquette coming up. Because men ejaculate. This is what our sex tips are for today, just to warn you. It's about ejaculation etiquette and or what to do with your man juice.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that.
Places to put it.
But I need to tell you about this craziness that went down this weekend with my dates. So you know what I talked about?
Uh-huh,
okay,
yeah.
So on Friday, I had two dates. I talked about on Friday during a Friday show that I had two dates over the weekend. One guy called me 5 minutes before the show on Friday. I was running into the show, and he said, Emily, he called me. He didn't know what I did for a living, and I was like, oh, God, I have a sex talk radio show. I'm about to go on the air, and then I was like, oh, God, he heard all my stories. And he didn't know what I did in that time. You remember where I talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and then you knew I had a date Saturday night.
Yeah.
So I go out on a date with this guy on Saturday to the museum. You can roll your eyes right now if you'd like to.
To the museum, yes.
Yes. So he asked me to go to the Walt Disney Museum, which is a new museum in the Presidio.
Okay.
So he leaves me a message and he says, leaves me a voice message. Hey, Emily, this is whatever his name is. Bob, we'll call him.
Okay.
Emily, yeah, so leaves me a voice message. We're going to go to the museum on Saturday about 3, and my mom's in town visiting, and then another family friend. I thought we'd all go to the museum. And then he leaves me another, and I'm thinking, okay, so I'm going to meet the mom. It's a blind date, first date, whatever. That's interesting. And then he leaves me a second message and says, actually, if you'd rather just get tea beforehand, we could do that too.
Now it's tea.
Right. So then I thought to myself, okay, you know what? Someone bringing their mom on a date? That's bizarre. I'm going for that one. Sign me up for the mom date. Because my mother always told me, look how a man treats his mother, and that's how he's going to treat you. So I thought, well, I can look at how he treats his mother. That'll be so easy.
Don't you think, like, automatically think, like, mama's boy?
No,
like,
the mom was
always
visiting.
Like, you're going to have to deal with the mom? If he's taking you out on... You and the mom on the first date?
I know, how awesome
awkward
is
that?
Awkward?
I'm glad that you continued. You didn't say no, or I don't know how it went, but I'm just saying I'm glad that... You didn't shut it down right away.
I didn't shut it down. In fact, I had the option to shut it down. But I thought, how interesting. Let me see the mother. Let me see him. The mom was visiting, and he doesn't live here. He lives in L.A. So he was only visiting for – he was only in town for 2 days.
What's up with you and L.A. guys, too, by the way?
Because I'm out of San Francisco, guys. I've dated them all.
Okay.
So anyway, so we go to the museum, and I meet him at the museum. And we're walking to the museum, and I get a text. Oh, Sorry, back up. As I'm driving to the museum, I get a text from my 7 o'clock date saying, would you want to go with me to the SF MoMA Museum at 5 o'clock tonight instead? Or before our first date, right? The guy I've been dating.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, Emily, 5 o'clock at the MoMA, can you do that? And I said, I got to let you know. Let me know how the rest of my afternoon goes. I'll let you know.
How much stuff do you need to pack into one day? You should have said, I'm already busy.
Well, because we were going out at 7, and he just wanted to know if I could make it at 5. And in my mind, I'm going, I haven't been to the MoMA in a while. I should go to the SF MoMA, which is our, like, beautiful museum in the city. Mm-hmm. And I'm rushing to get to my first date. He's my second date, and he wants to change plans. So I'm like, let me get back to you. I'm running into the date. So I meet the date, I meet his mom and his family friend, and we go, and we're going around the museum. And then I go to the bathroom and get this text, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get a text from my 7 o'clock date saying, he says to me, I had to write this down. Mm-hmm. Irony, ? So you're on a date at the museum, but asking to wait until after your date at the museum to tell me if you can go with me to the museum? So he had listened to Friday's show where I mentioned that I was going on a museum date, and he had listened to my show while I was on my date.
Oh, no.
So does that make sense?
Yeah.
He listened to my show where I was talking about going on the date with the guy, so he knew that I was already at a museum, and I said, let me get back to you. He's like, so you're basically waiting to see how the date goes to let me know if you're available at 5?
You should say you're no longer available. That's when you should have just put the foot down.
Exactly. I should have just said, no, that's too many museums, too many days, too many guys,
so
too many
I'll
things.
I'll talk to you later. Boom, you would take the power back right there.
I know. I messed up. So anyway, I thought
what
that was...
What did you do?
I just said, no, I actually wanted to go to 4:30 yoga. I don't really want to go to the museum at 5. I had nothing to do with the date because I knew I'd be out of the date by 4:30. Anyway, it was really about yoga. It wasn't about the fact, do I think this guy's my dream or lover of life? But I said, no, really, it was about yoga. So that's true. So that's what happened. What? So anyway, the guy was great. The date, I liked him. And I got to tell you, having the mom on the date, she was amazing. She was so cool. We had this great conversation. Mm-hmm. We got into like deep stuff about therapy and who we are and meditate. It was interesting. And it's a really cool
museum.
Sounds
like a blast. I wish I was there.
But, yeah. Anyway, it was fun.
No,
so
but you
dates.
Should cut off the listening to the show guy. That's...
Well, he never has listened to the show before. So he's never going to listen again because he doesn't want to hear about it. So that was the first and last time he's listening to the show.
Yeah.
He's like, irony, listening to your show for the first time, and I know you're on a date right now.
I don't know.
Like, don't listen.
He could be totally awesome, but I'm just saying... I don't know. You keep on bringing up bad stories on, you know, the awkward situation at the party. And now it's like listening to the show and being all butthurt about, like, how you're at some other boring museum, that day, you know? Like,
but he knows that we're not exclusive, so we can date other people. He's like, you're not doing anything wrong. I just think it's kind of funny and whatever. Of course I'm doing anything wrong because we're dating other people.
Sounds like he has too much time on his hands.
I know. I'm like, why are you sitting home on a Saturday listening to my show anyway? So it was just very confusing. I thought you would find that amusing. How was your weekend?
My weekend was jam-packed. I have two busy weeks of the year. One is towards December, and one is in the first week of June. And it's finally over. It was amazing. Got to hang out with the Strokes.
Love the Strokes.
Linkin Park.
Cool.
Got to hang out with all these amazing
When
bands.
You say hang out, Menace.
Like, we're hanging out backstage and talking.
You're like, hey, what up?
Yeah,
like having a beer?
Yeah.
Cool.
I got to go on stage in front of 20,000 people and say, you know, this is this band and all that kind of stuff.
Right. That's so cool, Menace. You're so big time.
It's very weird because, you know.
Did you get stoned with Snoop Dogg?
No. I wish I did.
I know. I saw that on your tweet. Bummer.
Yeah.
Because he was baked, right? Isn't he always?
There was people enjoying marijuana there.
There was some marijuana intake.
Yeah.
We're in San Francisco. Who are we kidding, right?
Yeah. So it was a really good time. But I'm very happy that it's over and now I can get some rest and focus on other things.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you are here. And Menace is going to be in camera too. Right now, Menace is not in camera.
Yeah, I'll be like a little screen in the corner.
Right.
I don't want like, you know, full on screen thing.
No, why?
No.
Because
the
tan
thing? I still
need
the tanning. You know,
I'm just going to buy you like a tanning booth. Yeah, I know. I understand. Don't
but
we
I
all.
Did get a haircut. You didn't see
I know.
Anything.
I didn't notice. No.
No, it's cool.
No.
You
I totally noticed.
No,
I did. I did. When did you get it?
Like right before the concert.
Yeah. I did notice. It looks great.
No, it doesn't.
You look fabulous.
My assistant she was making
sexy.
Fun of me.
Why?
Because I didn't have time to like do it up.
What, like gel?
Yeah.
I think it's better when men don't have time to do their hair.
Because I like slept from, sorry, people are watching on the show. Watching the show on the internet, and now they're calling me. But anyways, I only, like, slept 4 hours, so I was just, like, I just got up and went straight to work.
I just called you by mistake. I'm calling you right now. Don't answer.
And she was making fun of me. So then I got back to her, and I was like, oh, thank you for putting on some makeup this morning. And then she, like, totally shut up. It was funny.
It was hilarious. Okay.
Because she also went to the concert.
Oh, right. How late were you guys out? Like, partying all night kind of thing?
No, it was about till 11.
Because I was going to bother you about something, but
yeah,
I didn't.
It's till, like, believe me, I've seen enough emails of you bothering me and people. So
I've been really.
You don't need to call me.
I'm really trying to cut down my email time. So it's like trying to compile all my thoughts into one email, so then I can send them out rather than one email time, because people don't like that. I've learned.
Yeah.
People would rather get one email from you a day.
I love the emails too that tell you things that I've been telling you for years. It is, you never listen to me ever.
Then
when somebody else says it, you're like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Because you're a menace.
Dude, I've been telling you for 5 years the same thing.
And I know. Because sometimes I turn my head from the mic and then you can't hear me. It's like this. That's weird.
And then you sound so much better now because one other person said something.
So that's how it is. Like, your parents tell you to study. They tell you to do something. But then someone else tells you. It's like, you can't listen. You're like my parent.
Okay.
In a way. Okay. I think that, here's another thing. So my blind date that I went on Saturday. Uh-huh. He did not, I made a decision. You know, Facebook, there's all the Facebook security controls. Can someone see your pictures? Can they not see your pictures?
Yeah.
So I changed my profile recently so people can see my pictures who are not my friends, because I had it blocked before.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that? You probably leave it open to everybody.
I leave that open, but I don't let people see photos that I've been tagged in, because 95% of the time, the photos, I don't like them.
Oh.
So I don't. Because, you know,
just untag yourself.
Yeah, but it's already went into my feed and already told people.
Oh, I got it.
In a photo.
Okay.
And then I see the photo and it's like, you know, I'm drunk, passed out somewhere in the middle of the street. Like,
right.
I don't want people to see that.
No.
So,
and you probably shouldn't be getting drunk in the street anymore.
So I
should be over that phase.
I think that's pretty much the only thing I blocked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I made mine open. So I had mine all blocked. So it was like, you got to my page, you got to my homepage.
It was very welcoming.
Well, I don't want everyone to see my whole life.
Yeah.
Because my life, my personal page is my fan page. It's like I have fans on the page, but whatever. But he's like, I'm really glad you didn't block your pictures, because that's how he looked me up, because we were set up on a blind date. And I was like, is that a good thing or a bad thing that he was able to see all my pictures? Like, I almost wish that I didn't. I wish that he, but with the part that he missed was the sex with Emily. That's my profession. He's like, didn't look at that. Like, love dudes.
Right.
What a dude. No, he didn't know.
That.
He didn't know. He's like, I did not know that you did a show. I just went right for the pictures. Which kind of makes me feel like, didn't he want to see that I was a well-rounded person and look
don't
at my interests? Don't you want to see what television shows I like? No.
He just went
picture, and didn't notice sex with Emily, but whatever.
We're visual. We're all visual.
I know.
The guys are visual.
He's like, well, it's a good thing you didn't block him. So if I had blocked him, what I'm wondering is, what would he have, I guess he would have Googled me. I did not Google him, by the way. Anyway, it was an awesome date, and we're going to go out again. Whenever he's back in town. It was
amazing.
Fine. It was good. And the mom.
How was the Disney Museum, by the
way? Cool. The Disney Museum is awesome. You should go there. Do you like Disney?
Yeah, I love Disney.
Oh, my God. It's really cool. I didn't get to. We'll go.
Okay.
We have so many plans.
All right.
No, but I thought it was amazing. It was a beautiful museum. It's in the Presidio of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It's all about Walt Disney and his life, and his life from the beginning of time, from when he was born, from a baby till he died. And
I think that's weird that it would be in San Francisco.
But that's the thing. But it turns out that his family is in San Francisco. He's got some family here that decided to build the museum. Everyone thought it should be in L.A., and there was some controversy about it.
Yeah. But I think it would be lost in all the cheesiness of Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be appreciated.
It's a really classy, well-done museum. So anyone comes to San Francisco, add that to your list of things to do. And it's a good first date.
So anyways, how did the first initial thing happen when you met him? It's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. By the way, here's my mom.
Yeah,
nice
so I'm pulling
her.
Up
and
in my car.
Random friend.
In my little mini.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling up and I get a good spot in front. But she comes up to my window and she says, we parked over there. And I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
And she knocked on my window. And I was like, hi. And she's like, oh, hi. Like, so I met the mom before I met him.
Wow.
And she was like, we parked over there. Hi, I'm I can't remember her name. I'm so-and-so's mom. I don't like telling people's names. But so then I said, oh, thanks. I think I'm just going to park here. And then we all walk inside. And it was completely easy flow of conversation. She was just lovely. You can tell. Very warm, wonderful person.
Sounds like
visiting.
A party.
It was a party. And we all walked around and we talked and I got to know him a little bit. Uh-huh. And he says that all the women that he's dated in the past get engaged right after he dates them. So if I'm looking to engage, he could be a good guy to date.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not.
Like a movie.
Yeah, it's like the movie.
There was a movie like that.
Yes, and I don't know if I... Yes,
it was
exactly.
Good Luck Chuck.
Yep, exactly.
But...
He actually... Can I tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I think I can say this because it's public knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Although now you're going to know who he is, so forget it. No, I'm not going to say it. I can't say it.
Okay, I will not ask. I'll ask.
Okay, I'll tell you after the show. It's a good story.
No, you can't do that to the listeners.
God damn it.
So don't tell me.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Can I ask you something else?
Yes.
So maybe I should start a new thing where if I go on a date with a girl, I'm like, yeah, we can go out, but only if your dad comes along and hangs out
the
same time.
Exactly.
Maybe you're starting a new thing.
Maybe I'm starting a new trend. I felt, no, honestly, the way my mind works was, okay, here I listened to two messages. One was, come to the museum with my mom and the kid, and then a minute later calls me back, says, you have the option for out. And in my Emily twisted mind, I'm like, meet the mom, see him with people, see him interact. Why have a one-on-one? I'm so tired of that. Who do you? Where do you go to school? What do you do? Why not see him in action, see the family, see the thing? And like my mom said, look how a man treats his mother. That's how he's going to treat you. And he treated his mother very well, by the way. And why not meet someone's family? So, yeah, I was telling a friend about this. And I'm like, what do you think about the story? She goes, do you think that's an interest? Like, would you have done that? She goes, I would never go on a first date with a guy and his mom. So I guess some people would think that's insane, and I thought...
But I'm very happy that you did it.
Because it's good. It's a good story. Come on, give me that.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's really good.
Awesome. All right, let's go back to some news, because we already started some sex news, because I wanted to wait and tell you my dating stories, because I knew that you would need to need to hear them.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get here on time. But I'm very proud of you for being able to start up everything
ladies
together.
You put
all your minds together, and you got the technical stuff working. That is amazing.
I know. I love my interns and love them. Okay. So the other thing is that, sex in the news, but then what was I just going to tell you? Emails? We got the technical stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
It distracted me.
Sorry.
I distracted myself. I'm not blaming you for my own distraction.
It's cool. You blame me for everything. It's fine.
I do blame you for everything. Reese Witherspoon slams stars who make sex tapes. So the MTV Music Awards, I guess, were last night.
She's going to come out with one.
Yeah, you're right. It's always like the repressed gay Republican who's the one who's actually the one who's like anti-gay, who's the one who's actually getting blowjobs from his
boyfriend,
his legislative aide in the Senate. Uh-huh. So okay, Reese Witherspoon slammed stars who make sex tapes. So I guess the MTV Awards were last night or the last few nights, and Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian might have been blushing as they watched Reese Witherspoon at Sunday night's MTV Music Awards accepting her MTV Generation Award. She slammed stars who have appeared in sex tapes and nude photo sex scandals, telling them they should be ashamed of themselves. So she said, I get it, girls, that it's cool to be a bad girl, the mom of two told the crowd, but it is possible to make it in Hollywood without doing a reality show. If you made a sex tape, you were embarrassed and hid on your bed when I came up to this business. So she's talking about then Gossip Girl, because Blake Lively, these pictures came out saying, did she do a sex tape? And then Reese says, and if you take naked pictures of yourself on your cell phone, you hide your face, people. You hide your face, which is what I always say.
That's
if you're going to make a picture, hide your face.
The way she was saying that when she was accepting an award.
Yeah, she did.
No way. She must be saying that when she was presenting.
No.
What was she accepting the award for?
Aaron, generational something. She was accepting the award.
Oh, for being like.
And that was her message. Like some people get up and they like protest the war. Some people get up and they talk about, whatever, the writer's strike. She got up and talked about girls making
really
sex, making videos.
Around.
Who, Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, because her man cheated on her and left her.
Well, I'm sure she's moved past that.
Yeah.
And she, probably for better. She's with her age. She married her agent.
Good. Keep the business going.
Exactly. I wish to marry my agent because my career would just be if I married my agent.
Yeah.
My career.
Because
he'd be like
the focus.
He'd be like, I'm all about you and your career. Maybe
I
shouldn't.
There's a lot. There's a lot of women that they get with their agents and they marry them, and then once the career starts really get going, that's when they dump them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You just painted my whole future. So I'm not going to marry my agent. Okay, so I won't marry my agent.
No, I need you to progress in your career.
Oh, man. Okay. I am progressing, honey.
Just for
all good.
Year at least.
So sleep with them for a year.
No.
Oh, the other thing
is,
let me tell you the one thing about the mom being on the date. Can I go back to that story for 1 second?
Yeah.
The mom asked me if I wanted children.
And
that's kind of a question that
that's kind of crazy.
But she wasn't asking in a possible, it was like a sweet way, like, oh, do you want kids? And so that's usually something that you have a conversation with when you're dating someone, like later on or, early on.
Boom, you got
the
hit,
older you get.
You got hit with it the first day.
The first day. And she was like, how old are you? Oh, do you want kids? And I was just like, we don't really talk about this on the first date. But I did answer the questions.
And
she
the
was
answer
awesome.
Was?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it now. But I just wanted to share with you that those were some awkward moments. But it really, all in all, it was an amazing date. Loved it. Okay. And I mean, and then my 7 o'clock date was good, too. And he – and
another museum?
No, we missed the museum because I was at another museum, and then I wanted to go to yoga, which really I was not blowing him off. It was yoga that I wanted to do.
How many people in your yoga class have ponytails?
None.
None?
That's
no. Awkward.
Why? You think all yoga people. So wait, okay, so Menace, you're attributing ponytails to swingers now and yogis.
Yes.
Not true.
Yes.
No one has
How
a ponytail.
How many yoga guys are in there?
Some. Actually, I just met a yoga guy with a ponytail. But he actually had his hair down. You could tell he had previously had a pony. Like he had the scrunchie from his hair had been in a ponytail, but he took it down.
Yeah.
Not a good look. I'm not judging them. There are a whole genre of women who love the man with the ponytail. Not my look.
More power to them.
Okay. Students can be expelled for sexting under new California bill. You might want to stop and think before sending those naked pictures of yourself to your paramour, especially if you're in California. There's a state Senate bill as passed to make sexting an expellable offense in the state. So you cannot sext anymore if you are a teenager. Thank God. But do we really need laws about this stuff? Can't the parents put some kind of control on the phone or something?
I mean, I think kids are actually having sex at that age.
Yeah, but they're sexting more than we are. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah.
Just gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's you just can't be sending photos. You gotta just really say, look. This stuff is gonna get out. If you're gonna send this stuff, it's gonna get out at this age.
Right.
Your whole school's gonna see it.
Everybody. I remember when I kissed a boy in school, like the next day, it was the first time I'd ever kissed a boy, like in seventh grade, and everyone knew the next day.
Yeah.
Like everyone talks about stuff. And then I didn't kiss anyone again for years because I was so afraid that everyone was gonna talk about me.
Yeah.
I think that we should get into some coming up, which is very exciting, we are going to have ejaculation etiquette, Menace.
All right.
But first, we should get into some emails.
My favorite
listeners.
Part of the show.
I know. Okay.
I like how right on the website, too, it's very clear on how to, you know, interact with the show on the website.
It is, right? I mean, and you guys, if you understand, it's still a work in progress. It's a beta site. We're still making changes, but you can directly write me an email right from the site.
Yeah.
And we're going to be answering your emails on the site. And what were you going to say about it? What else do you like about it?
I just like how it's really easy to interact. There's even polls that you can answer on there, too.
Oh, I talked about that earlier. We have a poll up there right now. Everyone, go answer the poll because we'll be reading the results tomorrow. And the poll question is, approximately how long do you like an entire sex session to last? It's like 30 minutes, 15 minutes, or 60 minutes?
I would say 4 hours.
No, you wouldn't. What is your, I bet you, and then, what would be your ideal, Menace?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It depends.
Okay.
Depends on my energy level.
Thanks for nothing.
What?
Okay.
It varies. If I'm like, you know, I have a full night's rest and as long as I can go.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
But if I'm tired, then, you know, maybe a minute or two.
Speaking of as long as you can go, I think I'm going to start with this letter right now.
All right.
Because it has to do with your infamous sex tips.
Okay.
I try to give like clinical sex tips. Menace is the kind of ghetto
guy. Alcohol and masturbation.
Thank you. You ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Emily and Menace. I've been listening to the podcast recently. Here's my take on how men can last longer in bed. I tried a few things from thinking about things I have to do today to analyzing the situation, just so I can take my mind off the moment. I must. And this I don't even want to read. I don't even want to read, but I'm going to read
it. It's encouraging
me. I must agree with Menace on alcohol.
Yes.
This time I've been able to last the longest by consuming alcohol.
Hell yeah.
I don't drink before sex for that reason. I just know that if I have sex after I drink, it's pretty much easy to last as long as I want without a condom.
Yeah.
My fiance and I laugh about it. We haven't given it much thought to why it happens that way. I just want to give my input on one of your previous episodes, Joel.
But you can't just be drinking every single time.
No, and don't listen to Menace.
No, but sometimes it
helps.
Awesome. Like if you want this session to last a little longer that day, then you know have a little nip of something, you know, something good.
Right. I love that. Like of all the advice, Menace, like.
Yeah.
I tried everything. Menace is right. I'm just going to get wasted. No, don't. And because when you get wasted,
alcohol,
you actually can't have, you can't, you won't be able to ejaculate.
It's hard alcohol, people. Do not drink beer because you're going to feel like crap. And don't drink that crappy wine like wine and like Emily does. Ugh. It's like bark off a tree. It's terrible.
Menace, you just don't like have a developed sophisticated palate.
Oh, I do have a sophisticated palate, and it's called Captain Morgan and Patron. It's delicious.
Captain Morgan and Patron? Is that
No, it's like one's Captain Morgan. That's a rum.
I just learned about your spiced rum.
And then Patron is a tequila.
That I know. Okay, right.
Yeah, and we Cabo Wabo, which I like a lot, too.
Yeah.
So they need to be a sponsor.
They should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're always looking for sponsors. If you're listening to the show and you want a sponsor, you can email me. And maybe you can sponsor it. That would be awesome. Hey, Emily Menace, want to say thanks for giving me a free month subscription gift. I signed up today to see how the new site goes. Since I do not live in the Bay Area anymore, moved to Michigan last summer, and I can't buy you a beer or a sandwich, I may just keep subscribing after the month. I love the show. Jeff, that was from Facebook.
Wow, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. You're awesome.
Spread the good word.
Yeah, everyone, tell all your friends. It's a good gift. Mm-hmm. You can also subscribe for 3 months. There's a three-month option. There's a one-month option. And I think you're going to get addicted and you're just going to have to do it all year long because it's daily and awesome sex tips.
There's another thing that I want to promote. On the top of sexwithemily.com, you can Facebook like the actual page itself. And I know some people might be afraid to Facebook like the page because it says sex in it. But, you know, here's a little secret I'm going to just share between you and I.
Okay.
Everybody has sex, so don't worry about letting other people know that you like a web page that has sex in it.
Exactly.
Don't worry. It's not a porno site. There's no pornographic material on there. I apologize for the people that are looking for pornographic material.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, we're thinking we're porn live webcam.
But you know what? You can enjoy your porn and listen to the show at the same time.
Exactly.
It's all good.
It's all good. So like Sex with Emily.
Yeah, like Sex with
Emily. And we appreciate that. It all helps. Okay. I was delighted to hear you read a message from another listener about sex between the breasts. I, too, would love that if I had a partner to do it with. I would also love the woman on top position for intercourse so I could play and lick her breast, from Collins. He writes this all the time. So you brought up sex between the breasts, didn't you?
No, it was an email.
Oh, it was an email.
Yeah.
But then I thought you had something to say about it.
I said that, you know, it doesn't really do anything for me, but I do know people that really enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, Colin. I love when people love shit stuff.
Wow.
I sometimes swear. Mouth. Emily, just listening to the show where the woman was complaining about her man being stingy with oral and was wondering how she could get him to give her more. Mm-hmm. Since we're very results-oriented, all men should know that great oral combined with some good foreplay can completely transform the way the woman feels inside. Plus, it's just plain fun to watch your partner have a great, crazy good orgasm from the oral you give her. If her man isn't doing his job in the oral department, then he doesn't know what he's missing. Paul. I love a man who knows about good oral, that it's important. And you can learn it. You can learn it. If you don't know it, you can learn it. So.
Make your man dinner that night, like a delicious dinner.
That's not going to do it. Then he's going to be full and be like, I'm not really into sex. Can we watch SportsCenter? Boring.
No, he'd be like, you know, this is how you can pay me for dinner.
I think some men just don't like it and don't understand it and don't know what to do. And that's what we try to tell, give them tips every day.
Yeah.
I do think that. Or they haven't experienced that feeling of connection with a woman when they're really performing oral sex on her. It feels amazing. She's having orgasms. You get back what she gives. She gets what you get. You're all giving to each other and it all feels good. But people don't understand that reciprocal relationship. Like, if you perform on her, she'll give it back. What goes around comes around sexually. Everyone should be giving. Be givers. Hi, I've been using the Kegel Camp app. I would like to know if it's normal to masturbate after doing the exercises. Okay, so I have a new app called Kegel Camp. Yeah. You can get it on iTunes. I did not mention it today, I don't believe. And so I'm getting amazing response from it. And it helps men and women. It's the most important exercise that you're not doing. You want to know if it's normal to masturbate after doing exercises? Sure, why not? Yeah. I think that's – I don't like to say that anything's normal or abnormal, but I can tell you that there's no problem if you masturbate. In fact, it does kind of turn you on a little. It can turn you on doing your Kegels. Like, you're focusing on that area and you're practicing those pee-stopping muscles, tense, relax, and that could naturally lead to wanting to masturbate.
And how do you get the app again? It's in the iTunes Store,
Yeah.
So you search – if you search Sex with Emily, it pops up, right?
It pops up, yeah. I've got two apps, but 101 Sex Tips and Kegel Camp, and you could download them all.
And it's –
and you could review it, and that would be awesome.
It's so funny that –
you could give 5 stars. That would be even better.
I didn't even think about how you have the app, which I apologize. But I was listening to Dr. Drew last night on the radio, and he had a caller that a girl calls up and says, can you over Kegel? Because she thought that she might have been Kegeling too much.
Oh, really?
Because she
I'm sure you can. You can over anything.
Yeah. She's, like, super short, and her man's, like, you know, like 6'7". And she's like, I think I'm over Kegeling because it's hurting too much. And he goes, well, you know, maybe stop Kegeling
for a little bit. If you think you're over Kegeling, you probably are over Kegeling.
And you always forget the best part of the app. Your voice guides
right.
the Kegel.
I guide you through the app.
It's not just for women. It's for men, too, right?
Right. Men should be doing the exercises as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I do narrate you through your Kegel experience.
Yeah. It could just be a masturbatory tool.
A masturbatory tool?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm running on 4 hours of sleep. I'm trying my best to get a sentence out.
You look good, though.
Thank you.
Okay. So, dear Emily and Matt, this is my second time writing in, so this time I just want to bring you some good news instead of a question.
Okay.
I love when you follow up with me that we gave you advice and you like it because it makes me feel good. It makes us feel good. It's a good ego boost, right? And it makes you feel like, thank God I'm giving good advice because, you know, I'm trying here. So this is my second time writing in. I thought I just want to bring you some good news instead of a question. Before I do that, I want to tell you how attractive you are. It's so great to listen to a beautiful woman's advice. You talk a lot in your show about guys who don't ask girls out. Well, I saw this attractive girl at work a couple months ago, and I struck up a conversation with her. We got to talking, and I asked her some trivial things like what her favorite food is. My friend and coworker turned out to be a cook, so I felt like the conversation we were having was going to be a success. I asked her out on the same day I first started talking with her. She told me the next day she had a boyfriend, but that didn't get me down. We are pretty good friends till this day and hang out all the time. Thanks so much for what you do. People in my city never talk about sex. Andrew, 18, from Canada. So I think he's referring to the fact of an email that he wrote in where I said, just ask women out. Like, don't overthink it. Don't think, oh, she might say no and have a boyfriend. Doesn't matter. Just the second you're thinking you want to ask someone out, just do it.
Yeah.
Because then you delay and then you fall into the friend zone and she's not going to want to date you. Like, women appreciate a guy who's like, I want to go out with you.
My favorite thing to say is, like, if she says no, you're not going to die. Nothing's wrong.
Nothing's wrong.
Nothing's going to happen.
Men says women say no all the time.
Daily. Probably every moment of my life.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Kind of. But yeah, nothing bad is going to happen to you. You're not going to be injured.
Right.
Maybe it might hurt your ego a little bit. It might hurt your feelings for a second. But you know what? It's just on to the next one.
Right. And you're exercising those muscles of just asking people out. Literally, it's a muscle that you get more comfortable. Like, there are guys who just ask me out. Like, I walk in the street, like, hey, do you want to go out? And those are the guys that have practiced and they're getting used to the rejection. You can transcend it. You can transcend those feelings, like the first few times it might feel really bad, but otherwise then you become a pro at it. It totally helps. I'm wondering, okay, I think I'm going to move on to some sex tips. One more email. Where are we at?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Hey, Emily, hey, I love the show. Listen on Sister all the time. So my question is about relationships. I got out of a 2.5-year relationship with a girl that I was living with 4 months ago. This is the first girl I've ever lived with, and we thought we were soulmates. I have been in many long-term relationships, but this time my heart was broken. In the past, I've always bounced back quickly from failed relationships, but this time it's different. I like going out and meeting women, and I love connecting with them and making out and hooking up. Here's where the crux comes in, the problem. My problem is the women understanding that I am not looking to get involved in a serious relationship. I really like hanging out with them, but I don't want to lead anyone on. I just don't want to come off as an asshole because that's not who I am. Is casual dating possible without someone getting hurt? This goes back to the whole friends with benefits question. Mm-hmm. I know that if I say to a girl when I first meet her that I don't want a relationship, she will not be interested in talking anymore. How can I be honest about this and not be hated? I'm just not sure how to do that without feeling guilty about it. I really enjoy connecting with girls mentally and physically, but the next day all I can think about is trying to meet and connect with a new girl. I would like to date a few girls at the same time, but I don't know how to do it without leading them on. Help. Thanks. Rob from down south. Okay, Rob, here's the dealio with this. I think that you have to be straight up with these women. Tell them that I'm just dating right now and I'm not looking for a relationship. Because honesty is the best policy, and you're thinking that they're not going to want to date you. I think they're going to, honestly, the way it works, they're going to want to date you more. a lot of times.
Yeah, I think, or if I they think don't, it's 50-50. I think 50-50. I think half of them will stay and half of them won't.
Half of them, yeah, exactly. They might be in the same position you're in. You shouldn't make assumptions that that's not okay with them. You're already assuming, like you're already doing these predictions into the future that these women are going to be upset and they're not going to want to date you. They might just appreciate the honesty. I know whenever a guy is honest with me about, like, he's like, hey, this is just, I'm not ready to get in a relationship. I'm just getting over something. I'm just looking to date. And you're honest and you're straightforward with a woman, then that she can make her decision. But I think that there's nothing wrong with that. And you'll actually find that it'll be easier to date. You'll feel that you're being honest and you're not leading him on. If you tell him on the first date, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm looking for right now. And I'm just looking to date and have fun and not commit. And then you can weed out the ones who aren't right. And there'll be a lot of women who might be in the same position.
Because you don't want to go through it and not tell them, because then you're just going to have more problems than
exactly.
if you just told them straight up.
I mean, I've learned that, like, in the relationships I've gotten in now. Like, it's just,
you know,
I have a talk. I'm like,
you get text messages about, you know, double dating on the same day.
Oh, my God. I just want everyone that I date to not listen to the show. And then my life would be a lot easier.
This weird, you keep on going back and forth about this because you're like, I wish they would just listen to the show and then they would know everything
I want them to listen to the sex tip part.
Yeah.
So I can have better sex with them. I don't want them to listen to who else I'm dating.
Yeah.
I want them to fast forward to sex tips that I give and they could learn a lot from the show. But I want them to skip the beginning.
Okay.
You think I can do that?
Sounds like a plan.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
I want them to selectively listen to the show.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're going to move into some sex tips now because I'm really excited about ejaculation etiquette.
Yeah.
And I thought you might be too.
I think men and women might have different opinions on
this. I know, which is why I thought it was the perfect time to talk about it.
And of course, the woman's opinion is totally wrong and the man's opinion is totally right. But I'll hear you out anyways.
Okay, Manus. Did you even know that you had there is an etiquette that goes along with it, that the ejaculation?
Is there like a book somewhere? Where do we find out about this etiquette?
We just found it.
You found it?
We talked about it today during with
the
interns.
Yeah, but is this a thing you found on the internet?
Yes, it's on the internet, but we also added our own points, and I have a room of there's four women. What?
You tweaked it.
No, I'm in a room with four women, and we're like, okay, how about when a guy ejaculates and doesn't clean it up after, or he ejaculates on your face and didn't ask, or he ejaculates in your mouth. Yes.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
And this is just, I want to hear what people have to say about this. You're totally allowed to disagree or agree or disagree. Ready?
I'm ready.
First, Menace, are you taking notes?
No,
ejaculation etiquette. You might get her permission before climax. Okay. You must get her permission before climaxing anywhere besides in a condom. So don't just assume, she says she's on the pill, whatever. Don't just assume that you can ejaculate anywhere. I can't tell you how often, even if you're on a woman's on the pill, you should still be using condoms, okay? So everybody should be using condoms. However, I know, I live in the real world, I get it, sometimes you don't want to use a condom, okay? But don't, whatever you do, I've had this happen with friends, they've been dating guys for a while, and the guy, she's like, and he just came inside me last night, and he knew that I'm not on the pill, like, whatever. You have to double check, and don't just ejaculate without asking. Since it comes from you, this is not just me, this is like what I found as common sense wisdom about ejaculation wisdom. So, in etiquette, so you can let me know what you think. All since it comes from you, it's your responsibility to clean it up.
What? No, I can, like, hand you something to clean it up, right?
Why can't you clean it up?
I guess I could, but I'm just not used to that.
Okay. Who cleans it up, then?
They clean it up. They just ask for, you know, a utensil to clean the situation, and I give it to them, and then they clean it up, and it's all good.
So you
I've never to... said, I've never had somebody ask me to clean it up.
Right. She's waiting for you to. Exactly. My point.
Yeah, but why do I need to do that?
Because
I already did
up.
My work. I made the situation. You know how much effort that took?
If you ejaculate on her body, don't rub it in after the fact.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Don't rub it in. But I think some people might think it's hot to rub it in. So I don't like saying don't to anything.
Okay.
I don't like saying that don't. So I'm just saying this is. But but don't rub. I mean, you could rub it in if she found it hot and you found it hot.
Yeah.
Why is your head?
No, I'm taking this all in.
You're taking a nap?
Yeah.
Women do not pay attention to how much. Okay. Oh, this is great. We added this, the interns. We do not pay attention to how much semen you ejaculate. So we're not measuring. We don't have like a Dixie cup.
That's a lie, because I know girls that do.
Well, I don't know what kind of girls you hang out with, but we're not
upstanding women.
Yeah, I'm sure. So anyway, we're not. I know because we talked about a Jackie Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Which is what, like that pill that you can take that increases your load?
I want to Google that and look at it.
We don't care. We're not paying attention. Uh-huh. Like, out of the survey of women asked, like, we're not like, oh, that's mm-hmm. so impressive. He has lots of cum. We're not measuring it. We're mm-hmm. not paying attention.
But I think guys like having a lot, though.
Yeah. So this is more of a man thing, but it's mm-hmm. not a women issue. It's a man thing. Like, you want to be able to produce more because it seems more, I don't know what, but we're not like, measuring, like, God, the last guy was a teaspoon, and this was an entire cup. I mean, we don't know.
No, but I swear I know women that
what?
That like a lot.
Right.
Not women that I have sex with, but they've, like, told me.
So, like, I like it when there's a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that some women don't like that, but mm-hmm. we're not, like, obsessively focused on it. Yeah. So many things that men are obsessively focused on, women could care less about. So I'm just saying this is one of those things where we're not, like, I really liked him. We had amazing sex, but there was only a teaspoon of semen, which I find pretty kind of controversial, and I don't know if this is a deal breaker. No, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make sure to get an idea of where she draws the line when it comes to your climactic fluids. Just a tip. Just make sure you just know. Like,
no.
Okay. The end result of guy's pleasure includes a mess to clean up. This means you should have an ejaculation etiquette plan mm-hmm. that includes where it goes, where it doesn't go, how it's cleaned up, and how it's disposed of. Much of this is dependent on your partner's likes and dislikes, so make sure to get an idea of where she draws a line when it comes to your climactic fluids. So I think it's like you need an ejaculation plan, just like you have an earthquake plan. You have, like, a, you know, tornado plan, like, you know, earthquakes. You need, like, your earthquake prepared kit.
Okay, when does this discussion happen? It's right before, right? You don't, before you
No,
have
no, no,
sex.
Not even. I'm going to get into that now.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm going to break this down for you.
All right.
With the condom. When using protection, the condom should be removed before you lose your erection. This will prevent any sperm from escaping and getting on her or on the bed. Tie the end off so nothing leaks and place it in the garbage, not the toilet or the floor. Okay? Etiquette reminder, don't ask her to take the used condom off for you. That's your responsibility.
Yeah, I've never done that.
You've never taken it off?
No, I never had them.
She never had her take it off. Because you can, like, kind of tell, oh, it was kind of a messy, whatever. So, this is just what they say. They.
Mm-hmm.
Insider. First get her permission and understand the birth control situation beforehand. This option does allow for less cleanup on your part, but you'll probably head to the bathroom and clean up there. Mm-hmm. If you're using the pull-out method and your partner is not comfortable being ejaculated on, then be prepared and grab a towel or something you don't mind getting a bit dirty.
That's a reminder, I call high maintenance.
Don't tell her that you won't ejaculate inside her and then do it anyway. Don't ever do that.
Yeah. That's not
you're
a
like,
good
you
idea.
Got that. Okay. In her mouth. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, find out whether or not she would like to swallow. This is really, we've never gotten this much into this, have we?
No, we haven't. Because we had the FCC and we couldn't talk about this kind of stuff.
No FCC. Okay, a wrong assumption could result in her not wanting to perform oral sex on you. Remember, it's nice to let her know when to expect your orgasm so she can either prepare to swallow mm-hmm. or switch to a different method of stimulation, like using your hand. You don't have to make a big announcement. It's just simple, like, it's time, would you? Like, it's time, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, or you could agree on a more subtle signal that you're about to erupt. Okay, etiquette reminder, mm-hmm. do not hold her head so she has no choice but to swallow.
What?
Some dudes do that. They might. Not guys that I know or that I'd ever mm-hmm. be with again or whatever, but. On her butt or breasts. This has been one. Oh, no. The next one is
all
your
right.
favorite. Some men like the idea of ejaculating on a woman's breast or butt, but some women think it's sexy, too. Again, this should be established beforehand because it's possible that it could gross her out, and that would be a bad ejaculation etiquette. If she's into it, then go ahead. Don't rub it in afterward. Don't spread it around with your hands, and don't collapse on top of her so the mess is squished between your bodies.
Who is rubbing it in? I don't get it. Who are you talking to?
I don't know. This is
where
just,
is
this,
this, data,
this? This is from. This
it's not
from
lotion,
Universal.
Everybody. What is
but
going
some
on?
Men, and I don't think. Okay, and here's another thing. There's nothing. I don't think.
Yeah.
I think that all of sex is beautiful, like the fluids and what happens. I'm not saying don't
right.
rub it in. Like, if he finds it hot and she finds it hot, rub it in, make a soup out of it. I don't care.
Wow.
I'm not saying anything's
really that
bad.
Descriptive.
Yeah. Do something. I don't care what you want to do with your semen. I was thinking you should hold up what was I saying the other day? Like, all the condoms. No, that's gross.
Right.
But if you kept the condoms, There was an art exhibit like that once with all the used condoms.
That's why I don't go to art shows, because they're ridiculous.
I went to two museums. No, I only went to one museum. On her face. This is a big topic.
Yeah.
Menace and I.
Who doesn't like that?
A lot of women don't like that. Some women really get off on the idea, but plenty of others think it's disgusting, and some even find it degrading. So it's essential to get her permission before you shoot anywhere near her, near or on her face.
Well, you got to blame pornography, because
exactly.
That's all it is,
it's,
pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much existed for a while, but there, you see that in porn a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of, as we know, porn is not the best teacher for what feels good to a woman. It is not. It's usually it's a visual thing, and this thing, this position looked great on camera, but doesn't necessarily mean that that's what feels good for a woman. So you have to be mindful of that. So it's essential to get permission before you shoot anywhere near her face. This includes the neck. So don't give her a pearl necklace without giving her the go-ahead first. Etiquette reminder, do not get it in her eyes. Avoid her hair as well if possible. Sex should be fun and and sexy. Don't ruin the mood by crossing the line. So I don't know. That's just some tips. What do you think about that? You're, like, horrified by all this. But men, sometimes there's some...
No, but, yeah, you definitely have to talk it out first. You can't just run wild and just, you know, shoot your bullets all over the room.
No!
You know? You just can't...
Right.
You have to... There has to be a discussion. I don't think there has to be a discussion while... I mean, before you have sex.
No.
It could be in the middle of having
sex. And it's just... It just honestly...
You can get some feelers out there and see...
The bottom line, exactly. The bottom line is just saying, like, letting your partner know when you're about to have an orgasm so they can make the decision in that moment where they'd like to be positioning themselves.
Yeah, but if they don't like the face, then when you're done having sex with them, like, don't call them again. That's definitely a thing that you should do.
Because that's what you like.
If you have different opinions, though, you should email feedback.
Feedback at sexwithemily.com.
Yes.
Yeah, and you should also email us if there's any, like, topics or anything that you guys want to hear. We're getting into every day. We're doing sex topics. And then tomorrow's topics, don't even remember what it was, but it was.
But they're going to be exciting, so be here
they're
tomorrow.
They're going to be very
every
exciting.
Every day, Monday through Friday, everybody.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2. Should we explain this again? Does everyone get a Friends with Benefits member?
They might just be tuning in now, and we apologize to the people that are listening later that we're repeating this, but it will...
Exactly.
Slowly die down.
Slowly die down. We're going to be sending out emails and explaining this all. But basically, now we would love you to register as a Friends with Benefits member. As a Friends with Benefits member, you get on-demand podcasts. So today, every day, 1 to 2, anywhere you're at in the world, you can stream live and watch Sex with Emily, which is awesome. And soon you'll be watching Menace as well. We love that. It's free. Then it becomes an archive podcast. We've already got 11 live shows that are archived and podcasts, and you can access all those if you become a Friends with Benefits member, plus special videos, plus Q&A, plus I'll be doing forums and interactive webinars and stuff with our listeners, and we'll just be getting a lot more if you become a Friends with Benefits member.
Yeah.
So we hope you'll sign up.
Is there a special one where if they pay a certain amount, I'll have sex with them? Or can you set that up?
Yeah.
Whatever. It's all for the benefit of the show.
So you'd have sex with a listener?
Is it like a grand prize? How much do they have to pay? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because we have a donate button on the site.
If they donate $100,000, I will have sex with them.
Really?
How about that?
Really? That cheap?
If there's any millionaires.
Yeah, you have lots of fans that are hot for you.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I can't take your offer, but...
Don't discriminate, Menace.
You can donate.
You're still young. You don't know what you're into. Who knows where you're going to be in a few years?
I know what I'm into.
Who knows who you'll be sleeping with?
But I'll have other guys sleep with guys for $100,000.
Okay.
I can hook that
up.
No problem.
Okay. Cool.
I know people.
You know people who know people.
Yeah.
Menace knows everyone. Okay, everyone. Well, I think we're good here, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Anything else you have to add?
No, that's it.
Let me just tell you that these shows this week are going to be awesome. We've got some great topics lined up. We've got some guests lined up.
Yeah.
And one guest, special guest.
Special guest.
She's over here. But we're going to have to announce it tomorrow to make sure she's really going to do
it. No, we got
to
tease it.
Okay, can I tease it? Can we do it? Okay. My cousin, you didn't even know this was my cousin.
I didn't.
This is my cousin Liz.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Not last name. She's in my last name. Liz is a lesbian.
All right.
Liz is going to come on and talk about lesbian sex. And she's
going to
get into it, and she's going to get into the details, and she's going to share it
with
me for the first time, because we've never gone there. We're cousins. We love each other. We never get into the details, though.
We get into a lot of details. We've actually never had this conversation, which sort of surprises me.
I know.
That's awesome.
We've never... So my cousin and I, who we've been cousins our whole life, we have never talked about sex. I mean, I've known she's lesbian, whatever. I know her, meet her girlfriends.
Yeah.
It's fine. But we're going to get into her sexual... life tomorrow.
That's awesome because, you know, I have lesbian friends, but they never discuss their sex life with
me. I
know,
me neither.
They won't, I don't know why they won't do it. My gay buddies, they will tell me every detail there is, but it's going to be interesting.
I know. I love it.
I like it.
So I'm excited. That's going to be tomorrow. All right, everyone. And we'll be here all week long, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Zhezhi Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code EMILY for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.